and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And this week's episode, we are actually bringing this to you from Lisa Mattresses. And Lisa is an innovative direct-to-consumer online mattress brand that is also socially conscious. I actually have a Lisa mattress.
You have a Lisa mattress?
No, I really do.
You actually do?
Yeah, I really actually have a Lisa mattress. How and it is so comfortable. I've had it for since last October.
Does it have good bounce? What's your favorite thing to do on it?
Well, I have a boyfriend now, so I guess I can let you know.
Okay, gross. That's not what I meant. I meant jump on it.
Okay, yeah.
You know how they do the wine glass commercials?
Oh, yes. You jump on. I don't know if that's a thing, but we should try it. But also, you guys, if you want, you can go to Lisa.com and get $160 off your Lisa mattress or $235 off your Sapir mattress if you use the code Bechelor, BETCHELOR. You will get all that money off if you get that mattress. Then we can be same. And the mattress is amazing. Go to Lisa.com. You get $160 off your Lisa mattress or $235 off your Sapir mattress if you use the code Bechelor, BETCHELOR.
Now you've practiced that.
I have. He was like, say that 5 times fast.
I did say that earlier.
Okay, so now back to the bullshit that is 4 hours of Bachelor in Paradise.
Basically, 2 years of my life have passed today. Again, didn't watch yesterday. So watched all 4 hours in one day.
Yeah, I did the same. I did the same today. So I binge watched Bachelor in Paradise, even though every time I watch the episode, I feel like it is a binge watching.
I know, I can't, we just were like, wait, what happened at the beginning again? Because it's crazy how 2 days basically.
Seemed like 3 weeks
I don't know how you stay caught up. I don't know how people stay caught up on it that aren't doing a podcast. Well, they listen to our podcast. That's what they do.
That's what they do. Okay, so the episode sort of starts off with Chris and Crystal and Tia, this weird love triangle.
Say that 5 times fast.
Chris,
too.
Crystal, Tia. I know. So Tia approaches Chris and is like, so we need to talk, because we talked about this last episode, how he literally kissed Crystal after he told Tia, I'm here for you, blah, blah, blah.
So the thing about the guys this season, and I felt like this during Becca's season too, I think that these guys are they're kind of trying to be Mr. Smooth, and they all actually think they're the sharpest, smoothest guy ever. Mm-hmm. Dude, there's literally cameras everywhere and everybody's in everybody's business. They all know what's going on. You can't
just see you.
Yeah. These are guys that back home, they can get to be fuckboys and they can say whatever they want. But here, you see, I love how Crystal just inserts herself into the conversation and Chris is like, oh shit, how do I lie now?
It got really awkward because, Tia approached him about it and she was like, we had a whole conversation for an hour yesterday and you were telling me how you were here for me and how you want to be with me. But then you go and kiss Crystal and then he's sitting there saying stuff what did he say? He was just not.
He started off by saying something along the lines of I want nothing but you, Tia. You're all I need.
Right.
All I want. And literally the conversation goes, okay, Tia's like, this is enough. I can't. And he's like, okay, I break up with you first.
Oh, well, that too. Yeah, because he kept going back and forth and being like, well, I didn't want to be with Crystal. And then all of a sudden Crystal comes in and he's like, oh, well, I do kind of want to be with Crystal. And Tia, it's this whole weird thing. He has no idea what he's talking
about.
He's
just trying to be smooth constantly. And he can't when they're both standing right there.
They're both directly looking him in the eyes. She's and they're like, so what did you say?
What's that movie where the three girls all try to mess with the guy that, do you know what I'm talking about?
Every movie of all time. Every rom-com.
Because every guy is a piece of shit.
But
did you notice that Crystal's voice is back?
Yeah.
Chris stole her voice box with stole his her kiss.
But so he ends up, Tia is like, you know what, whatever, I'm done with this. And he goes, yeah, well, I already made that decision. It's like, no, you didn't. No, you actually didn't make that decision because you just said that you still wanted to be with her.
Well, that's literally all of us when somebody, when you break up with someone and they try to be oh, good decision for you. I don't know. You know, like that, like they're trying to make it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I thought that too. Mm-hmm. Same. Mm-hmm. But like you low key didn't.
Instantly you're like, okay, good riddance. thank you for making this easy.
Right. So, I was actually thinking about Crystal's like in the moment, interviews during this, and she looks wasted.
She does look wasted. Maybe that's why. Do you think that's why her, when she talks different? I don't know.
I don't know, but it was.
Please
but
do
in
her,
her
voice again.
She was like in her interview and she was like, I don't really know what's going on, but
it was a whole thing. And she was like slow blinking. I mean, she looked really, really drunk.
She probably is. Or Chris, she's love drunk on Chris. Suddenly, all of a sudden, this is like, she knows what she wants and it's Chris.
Well, and then Chris doesn't want to talk to her after they had this like huge conversation. Like after they had the three.
Yeah, because he has the rose this week.
Well, no, he just was like, doesn't you know what? This is too much. I went tequila. Bye. And she's like, but hi. Like, don't you.
He knows he's got her wrapped around his finger. I think he just knows.
But ew, like how dare he just.
She was on backup and then she came right to him. He knows.
Crystal, be better.
Be better, Crystal. Okay, then Jacqueline comes in, which I don't know if people remember Jacqueline too much. She was kind of a quiet character on Ari's season, but she's a unique girl.
Yeah, I mean, she was okay. I didn't really have any connection with her on Ari's season.
Yeah, most people, that's what I mean. Like, I think she's kind of, people don't really remember her. She's,
well, and then she asks out Colton.
She asks out Colton.
Like, goes straight for it.
The black hole that is Colton and Tia. She gets caught right in the middle of it.
Well, you know what? Finally, Colton steps up and was like, you know what? I'm not going to go out on this date because it's not going to, you know, be fair to you. Finally, a real decision has been made.
Bibiana might be saying my favorite thing of all 4 hours right now.
What?
Where she's like, it's not fair. Jacqueline doesn't smell like paradise and all of us do.
I have that written down. I said, Bibiana says paradise smells is smelly. And I was going to ask you, like, is yes, paradise smelly?
Absolutely. Everybody, like, you shower and you're sweating while you're showering. Like, nobody stops sweating the whole time. There's no air conditioning.
Ever.
That's like when you do your interviews. The only time there's air conditioning is in there because there's cameras in there.
Yeah. Shut up. So everybody like smells like
that's
BS.
Why everybody looks just like trash all the time. It's honestly just because of the heat.
Most of them still look better than me at my like best. But
I mean, let's
oh,
be honest,
that's really too. Interesting. I didn't know that there was no AC at all.
Mm-hmm. It's so true, Bibiana.
Okay, Bibiana speaking the truth about about all of that. So then we have Tia and like Tia basically had Bibiana do her like dirty work.
She did.
Which was weird. She was like, you know, you're the one who has to go tell Colton this. Like, it can't be me. Mm-hmm. And Bibiana fell for it. Like, why does there have to be like, are we in high school?
Yeah, this whole thing is Degrassi, isn't it?
It was it was really, really weird, like having Tia tell Bibiana to go tell Colton. There should not be like.
I have to give Crystal props for. Give her props. Who says that?
Dad jokes.
Yeah. For going in the middle of that Tia Chris situation before, because a lot of the people are. They can't go and handle something themselves here. So.
No, that's true. She did like go up there and she's like, you know what? I might as well like. Make myself present. Mm-hmm. And I do like that the two of those girls, even though it was like sort of like a competition for one guy competition, they both were still like chill with each other.
Yeah. I don't know. And that's where like some of this feels a little bit fake to me.
I'm sure.
I actually wrote that down though about the next date, the Kenny, because Jacqueline then takes Kenny on a date and like,
and Annalise is having a panic attack.
Yeah, she is. But then when Kenny talks to Annalise later and right now when he's on this date with Jacqueline, they're like everything it sounds like a morning show host. You know how they're like, and today's weather is like everything just feels super fake.
Yeah, none of it feels genuine or anything. And I just feel like Annalise, I like her, but I feel like it's all very sad. Like she's just she's just very desperate for some sort of connection, which I mean, of course they all are. None of them want to go home. But I feel like the second she starts talking to a guy, Jordan gives her attention and she's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I could see myself getting engaged. And then that doesn't work out. And then Kenny gives her attention. She's like, I think I see myself getting engaged. It's like, but how many times? I feel bad because I know that she really is actually looking for something.
We've all been there, Annalise.
We've all been
I've hoped to be engaged on this show before too, so I can't. I'm like sitting over here quiet.
I know, but it's, I feel like it can happen.
Yeah.
So I don't dislike, I'm not trying to like discount her feelings or anything, but well, it just seems a little. No, but it's
like
she's
instantly ready to, which, well, like you'll see that later with Benoit's the same thing. He's like instantly says it, you know, he's like, oh, I'm ready for love. Like, how do you know? That's how all half of these people are. Side note.
What?
Jacqueline had an interesting tweet that I, like, we talk about the editing on this.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. She basically just said, they had her like saying that she, I don't know, all these really good things about Kenny. And she said she didn't say that stuff, that she said them about Ari, and they like layered it in.
Shut up. Yeah.
So editing at its finest.
Side note. Oh yeah. We have another editing story later that we have to tell you about. Hopefully you saw it. It has to do with Benoit, oh, but yeah. This is later in the episode. So Jubilee and John, they kissed.
Yeah, John suddenly becomes the bachelor of like paradise.
And Caroline, of course, is like jealous.
Who would ever expect Venmo John to be? I feel like he can get away with it. That's what's going on. Because he has to be like, well, I don't know. They just want to kiss me.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, John, you're so cute.
But that's how it was with Wells, you said.
Like, yeah.
It was sort of just like, whatever. Because they're the cool guy. And nobody's really taking this guy seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad.
It is
but
sad.
But like, we love him.
John is a very unique man.
But yeah, Caroline was jealous, and Jubilee, oh, she said something about being in Mexico 3 times. Was she on 3 seasons?
No, I caught that too. No. That's because she was in I think she left on Ben's season. They went to Mexico. That's what it was.
I was about to say, like, yeah, where have I been?
Yeah, I was like, wait, are you serious? You've done this 3 times. So what pisses me off about Jubilee is she's like always negging John. Or she does this with like any of the shows that she's been on. And then she'll go behind their back and say nice things. It's like the opposite of, I don't know, just like, can't you just be real with somebody and not constantly try to be? I think it's like, it's a personal thing, you know, and she like laughs it off as her humor, but it always pisses me off. It always
does.
Well,
do you think it's sort of like the, you know, the school kid, like, I'm going to make fun of you, but I really like you sort of vibe?
Yeah, but come on. Okay, I guess, like, what do I expect? This is Bachelor in Paradise, not.
I know. You have Tia.
I just want to protect John, Venmo John.
We love you, John. Okay, so this Crystal and Chris might be the most psychotic couple I've actually ever seen.
They start talking about Roth IRAs all of a sudden. Like, I don't understand these two people.
And he's also telling Crystal the same exact stuff that he told Tia the night before.
I swear to God, he thinks he's Mr. Smooth. He has like his handbook written, you know, like Barney Stinson's handbook of like smooth moves.
That, and also, okay, so let's talk about the post that we saw today.
By the way, Kay literally just went to sneeze, and I don't know how she like
silent
didn't sneeze and just came right back to the mic.
That was really stealthy. But okay, so Chris posted something during the episode while we were watching it tonight.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like really dramatic. It was it talked about how, you know, much he was hurting after seeing you know, the articles and stuff that had been written, mm-hmm. and everything about him, which I understand, but you can't like take that sort of stuff seriously.
I think you can. I think he should take it seriously. I think differently.
Yes.
I think he should self-reflect on that and be like, oh, maybe I'm kind of a dick.
Well, he did self-reflect on it to all of Instagram, so.
Yeah, but is he going to take it to heart? Because he did the same thing after, well, I guess maybe that was after Paradise when he actually was on Becca's mental all. But like, you know, please, Chris, take a chill pill. You're not Mr. Smooth. Get your ego out of the way.
Yeah.
You're just a normal guy.
And we're all here for that. Like, I'm sure you're a great guy, but
if you don't think you're the coolest guy ever.
As long as you like keep your head on straight, like it's fine. But
or actually keep doing it and we'll just keep.
But I do. One thing I did love about Crystal and Chris is before they went back up to the house or whatever, she goes, "How's my makeup?" And if you're and he like
but he's without, like there for it.
Yeah, he's there for it. Like without even flinching, he goes, "You look beautiful." Like I like we all need that sort of support in our relationships.
I don't know. I'm bored at this point. I wanted somebody to do something interesting. And
what are you gonna introduce?
We have Jordan.
Oh well, of course Jordan's gonna be doing something crazy. Of course he has that insane outfit on.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so I have a would you rather.
You have a would you rather
for you. Uh-oh. Okay, would you rather wear a rompim for the rest of your life or wear Crocs for the rest of your life?
Have you ever put Crocs on before?
Okay, don't do this
to me. I'm confident. The Crocs are 100% my decision without question.
Okay.
How do you like when you go to the bathroom, you have to like unzip a romper.
Yeah, welcome to a woman's life.
Exactly. Like, I'm putting the Crocs on. I'm living the comfortable life.
But at what cost?
So I actually wore, I hid them the whole time on Bachelorette. We haven't talked about this before. I wore Birkenstocks constantly. I call them my Jerusalem Cruisers, the Air Jesus.
Thank you very much for that.
And I would hide them when we would start filming. I'd stick them like underneath
nobody
the like
could
coffee
know.
Table. Yeah.
Because you know we would roast you.
100%. I knew what I was doing. So, but it was comfortable.
You know what? That's what matters is it's comfortability.
Well, yeah. Over taking 25 minutes to pee.
Speaking of.
What? Okay, as a guy, what do you like? Have you ever seen, no, you wouldn't know this, but like little kids, they'll like pull their pants all the way down to their ankles to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wait, like actually, yeah. What if guys still did that today?
That's what you have to do in a romp.
That'd be the creepiest thing I've ever like seen in my life. But you could just go to the stall. Anyways.
We've gone off on a tangent now.
So you chose Crocs. Mm-hmm. Congrats to being a bitch. Okay, speaking of fashion, can we talk about Chris's headband?
Oh, what is that?
Somebody take that away from him.
He's trying to make a thing happen. He's trying to make fetch happen.
Quit trying to make the headband happen.
He's trying
happen.
To make it's, goose happen. What is goose?
I don't know. I missed the whole goose thing. It's still happening, but whatever. Okay, also Bibiana going up to Colton and being like, it's not that complicated.
Yeah.
Can we get like a slow clap for Bibiana? Because
surreal.
Yes, that's fine. That's what we've all been waiting for. Like she literally just laid it out for him and said, you know, you either like her or you don't. You either need to be with her or just not be with her and figure it out because it's not that complicated.
He literally paralyzes himself constantly. The guy like can't make a decision about anything.
No.
He can't even make a decision to hook up with a girl.
Well, this is, and then I saw a post on Instagram. It was Jared and Ashley I, of course, but he said in his caption, he goes, "Colton will come around." Like, no, stop enabling this.
Yeah.
Like this isn't. I don't want Colton and Tia to be the next.
They're not enabling it. They're trying to take advantage of it. That's what they're doing. They're like, we were Colton and Tia once. Everybody in the Bachelor world is always trying to. That's
pathetic
why, like,
and
every time
and
Paradise comes around, literally you'll have like 30 posts on Instagram like, oh, this is me last year. I literally did it last week.
TBT at the time I was on Paradise. XOXO. Side note, Eric and Angela haven't really seen anything with them, but he gave her his rose.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no chemistry.
No, they like. He kisses her on the cheek and they just like move on.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
But can we talk about the only thing that's really going on here? This is the rose ceremony when the chicken guy.
Oh, what's David.
David.
Oh, yeah.
So all of a sudden Jordan thinks he's starting something with Jenna and he's got it locked in. This is it for the whole season. And they actually do seem like kind of cute together.
Agreed.
But along comes David, right?
Right on cue.
To be a troll. Like, this dude probably has 5 accounts and just like shits on people on online all the time.
He's like on every episode of Catfish.
Yes. And he brings a giant dog to give it to Jenna for her birthday,
which has been over for like days now. Like, what's the, like, how long are we celebrating her birthday?
Literally, he saw Dean do this last year and he's just like, let me take advantage of this. And then Jordan, in pure Jordan format. But here's the thing. Now there's women involved. Like, it was different when it was just guys, and his like intensity and his energy is freaking them out.
Oh yeah.
So he takes the dog, literally chokes it to death in the water.
In the water, which is so rude.
It's kind of like, I can see how people would be freaked out about that. I don't know. That's like super aggressive.
Psycho.
Psycho. There's one word.
And then he throws it in the water.
Mm-hmm. And just like walks off.
And he's like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, a lot's up.
you just choked out a stuffed animal, dude.
Yeah, a lot is up, and it made everybody uncomfortable. But you know, he apologized, but it was weird. It was a weird apology.
Well, I was annoyed by. All right, this is my thing with Eric. Everything, again, it's like everything is about him trying to be the coolest, best guy ever. He goes and he tells Jordan that he should apologize, but then he has to do it in front of everybody so all the girls know that he did it too. Like, instead of just letting it sit and letting Jordan do his thing, here he's like announces in front of everybody, oh, hey,
like
Jordan.
Makes like a toast, like a little cheers on the glass. And he's like, so we have an announcement. This was so unnecessary, but yeah. I guess everybody appreciated it. And then we get to the rose ceremony finally.
Mm-hmm.
And
our wild cards are John and Kenny. Everybody else is basically locked in. And John goes ahead and let's see, who was it? It was Caroline, right? No.
Caroline left.
Right. Who was it? Who was John? Who was it between though? It was because it was Jubilee.
John is Jubilee and Caroline.
And Caroline,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's Jubilee and Caroline.
So he picks Jubilee over Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Which I would too. yeah, I would too. And then I thought it was like, and then we have, you know, Kenny was also like a super wild card because Kenny had Annalise, Crystal, and Bibiana? Question mark?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? How did that happen?
I think that was Bibiana's Hail Mary.
Bibiana was like, I need to be here. I'm going to go for it.
I think she was really trying to go for the friend rose, but then Kenny's getting those lips. He's getting some chapstick on for this episode.
I know, or
Elisa Mattress, one or the other, who knows.
No, yeah, it's like all these guys are taking him over to the day beds, but they're like low-key Lisa mattresses. Can you imagine though, like they all just like get over there and they're like, well, here, welcome to my Lisa Mattress day bed.
And the girls are gonna be like, who's Lisa?
Okay, so going off of that, this episode is brought to you by Lisa Mattresses. Lisa is an innovative direct-to-consumer online mattress brand that is also socially conscious. So they're like really nice. And so they plant these trees for every mattress sold. They donate 1% of each of employees' time to volunteer for local causes. So if you like imagine the paradise and every tree out there, all of those trees were donated because Lisa mattresses were purchased. Which is really amazing to me. And by the way, Lisa's patented universal adaptive feel is designed for all types of sleepers and features 3 premium foam layers. I mean 3. So like you're not just getting like one shitty layer, you're getting like all the goods. So you have the 2-inch Aveena foam top layer for cooling and breathability. So when it's hot as fuck outside during paradise, you're not like sweating. You have the 2-inch memory foam middle layer for body contouring and pressure relief. So, you know, you're making all those hard decisions, you're stressed out, you have that. And then you have the 6-inch dense core support foam for durability, structure for sleepers of all sizes. So like no matter whether you're with like the really hot guy, the football player like Colton, or you're with the kind of like lanky guy like Joe, you have all the foam durability that you need for that mattress. So if you want to sleep like the people on paradise, go to lisa.com/bachelor or use the code bachelor at checkout to receive $165 off your purchase for a mattress or $235 off your purchase for a Sapira. I'm telling you, lisa.com/bachelor to get all of that. Bachelor is BETCHELOR. $235 off for Sapira or $165 off your Lisa mattress.
You guys see what we did there? We just threw that in.
Threw that in. Didn't even know it. And he didn't even know. It wasn't even noticeable.
And we're back to Kenny making his decision.
On the Lisa mattress. No, not on Lisa mattress. In the rose ceremony. So he ends up picking Annalise. Oh, thank God. I was worried for her.
I don't know. Well, Annalise is...
She just had a breakdown.
She's going to continue her breakdown, I'm pretty sure.
Totally.
I wanted Bibiana to stay. She was like she was the perfect advice giver. She to me is like Raven was during our season. She was always like the right thing to say, but like not bullshit, mm-hmm. like really straight.
Yeah. Like no bullshit at all. Just like, this is what it is. This is what you need to do. Bye.
I haven't met Bibiana, but I want to.
I have such a crush on Bibiana from afar. So that night, I guess Jacqueline, Bibiana, Caroline, and whoever Nisha is.
I don't know who Nisha is.
This Nisha girl, I haven't seen her at all. I don't even know what season she was on.
I don't know either.
Like, she'd never existed.
It happens sometimes. People freeze up in front of the cameras.
I guess so.
So.
But like, how was she? Like, how did
even,
they ask
you know,
her
when
back?
They, you know, when they show around, like, who's it going to be? I don't think they even showed her one time. They're no. just like, nah, she's going home.
It's like, she's not going to. I'm surprised she made it this far, but like, I'm glad they gave her the chance. But yeah. Nisha, wherever you are, whoever you are, goodbye.
Good luck.
All right. Goodbye. Good luck. And see you later.
End of episode one.
End of episode one. Okay. Beginning of episode two.
The hair is in town.
Yeah. The hair comes. We have Leo. And every girl is like obsessed with him right now.
Yeah. All right. But all these guys are kind of like, we literally were talking about them like high schoolers right now because they've been pretty immature throughout this. These are like a bunch of, yeah, these are like a bunch of emotional, especially after what Jordan just did. Like these are kind of, you know, you could see how they would see him as like, well, they're also like 25, a lot of these guys too, right?
Yeah. They're pretty young on this season.
Yeah. And Leo comes in. Mostly boring.
Very boring.
But he's just like, I am here. Well, I don't want to make a Fabio joke, but like that's about the extent of what he says.
I mean, that's
like,
what they do on their date. They shoot a cover to a romance novel. But he comes in, all the girls are obsessed with him. But he asks Kendall out on the date.
Mm-hmm. Grocery store joy. Wow, I can't even say
his
word.
That grocery store Joe, all hearts break around the world watching that happen.
I love Joe, though. Like, Kendall's like, well, here's what's going on. How do you feel? He's like, I hope your date goes bad.
Like, straightforward, like, no bullshit. He's like, I hope your date sucks. Like, yeah. I'm not happy about this. Fine. Like, Joe might not say a lot, but he at least says, like, all the right things.
All of it. He's always shooting straight.
Absolutely. I like Joe. I'm sad about this. So like Joe's clearly pouting this whole time. And so Leo and Kendall go on their.
All right. They're playing it up so
shoot.
Much. I swear to God, Leo's like, oh, the first time you kiss is so important. I have a pretty strong feeling they're both in LA, that they've met before, made out before. This is all a BS storyline. Like, I don't know any of this.
This
I don't know
is
any
not
tea.
Confirmed or denied, yeah. but.
But come on, like, they are guaranteed they've at least DM'd.
Oh, for sure.
With how much they're like, oh, I feel an immediate attraction to you. They've probably sent, like, some...
I feel like I know you.
Some well, dirty texts to each other.
Duh. Yeah, so they're shooting this weird romance novel where we have Ari and Amanda Stanton and Ben Higgins and Lauren. They all show up.
Why?
Really weird and, like... cultural appropriation low-key. Like they're all like margarita and this and that. Like Lauren's literally blonde hair, blue eyes, like
trying to do the worst. They can't even speak Spanish. They're like making fun of it and literally like no point in any of them being there.
No. Jorge could have just like told the story. Actually, forget
you know,
the story.
You know what I just realized in the middle of this?
What?
The whole reason they're there. Well, I don't know about some of them. Well, anyway, because Jared and Ashley are getting engaged at some point in time. So I bet they flew like Ben down for that, maybe.
Oh, right. We all know that that's happening. So don't say that this is a spoiler alert, like a spoiler, because it's not. We all know it's happening. It happens on Paradise. Whatever. So that happens. They shoot this cover and they're like making out hard. And like, honestly, the whole time I see that happening, I'm thinking about Joe. I can't help it. I'm like sad for him. He's so sweet. But I'm not a fan of Leo, especially after all the stuff that had come out about him being like a creep. That's
not spoilers. Go ahead and go check that out if you haven't. Apparently, like, Leo's got a creepy history.
Yeah, we have an article on Betches. You should definitely check it out. Leo is a high key creep.
Okay, but for real, now let's go through. They get back. And Leo is a creep because he's literally like,
yes,
he's trying to like the same stuff Chris is doing. He's doing it just like he's just taller and bigger.
and the lines are just so planned out. Like he said to Chelsea. So he goes immediately over, talks to Chelsea and was like, you know,
and Chelsea grabbed him earlier. Before,
oh, Chelsea was like hot and heavy for him.
He knows the weak target right now.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Creepy. So Chelsea was like hot and heavy for him. They're talking right after he gets back from the hot and heavy date that he had with Kendall. And, you know, they're flirting. And he was like, you know, I would love to get caught in this rain with you, like right now, if you're down.
He's like,
ew.
And he's like, Kendall says we can see other people.
Did she? Because I don't like.
I don't think she did. I think he's just like. As whatever lines he can do,
he's gross.
Yeah, he's super gross.
And so, and Chelsea's like, "Well, have you seen the hot tub?"
Oh yeah, she went right for it.
Went right for it. They go out, they make out, and then the next day, he's back to flirting with Kendall right in front of Joe's face.
Well, all right. So this is what everybody should be mad about this because literally, he in front of Joe, he's flirting with her, and he's telling Kendall that. He's an alpha man and he wants his woman. I don't know. I think he said,
yeah. You know, I'm an alpha and like, you know, you want your woman to be yours.
His property.
I'm so sorry. What?
So he's literally like saying he would be mad if Joe was doing what he's doing, but he's like more assertive and this is his. And he's like literally peeing on her right now.
It's so gross. And she's like, yeah, let's not make out right here. But he's still just like being slimy. I mean, his whole vibe is just weird. I'm just thrown off by his entire vibe, especially after that came out of his mouth. I do not like Leo at all. And he was so chill during Becca's season. Like, yeah. I don't remember any weird shit happening with him on Becca's season at all.
I think when you get around, because I saw some of this happen when I was in Paris, you get around like all these beautiful women all of a sudden. And when you have the rose or the power to like decide something, or he's like the new guy. And so a couple of them are intrigued. All of a sudden he thinks he's like Mr. Papi Chulo, smooth guy. You know, you get like some of those guys get super full of themselves real quick.
You can get back.
I just hope he goes home.
Well, at least there's another date card that, of course, goes to, you guessed it, Tia and Colton. Like, just when you thought we were, like, done past the whole Tia and Colton thing, like, great, they're finally together now, whatever. No, they get a date.
The only saving grace here is Raven, because I, like, shout out to my girl Raven. She kills it with the advice and just, like, you know, straight shooting, telling Tia that she needs to watch out, like not doesn't matter what Tia thinks or what she sees, and the rest of it's super boring.
Raven actually tells her, like, you know what, you're so worthy of somebody that will give you like this love and affection and will show have like those actions to you.
Yeah,
but he's not doing that, and of course they both start crying in their southern accents. And
I just want the best for you, Tia.
I thought you were singing. I thought that was a song.
No. That's my terrible.
I thought that was a song. But you know what? It finally it woke Tia up, quote unquote, woke her up a little bit. And so she was like, I need to talk to Colton right now. And Colton, you know, was like, I want you to be my girlfriend. No, first of all, Colton says, you're my girlfriend. And then
Colton, Tia, have you done this before, bro?
Tia has the audacity that like all of us have literally been sitting here waiting for this to happen just so it can be over with. But has the audacity to be like, well, are you going to ask me or are you just telling me? do not be picky at this point.
I kind of wish Colton would have been like, telling you,
like, just, you're my girlfriend. Like, this is what you've been wanting to hear. Like, yeah. Congrats. So they're finally together and we can all hopefully just like get past this.
Send that ship
sailing.
Yeah.
And then Benoit shows up.
Yeah, and I didn't really write much now anymore because Benoit is pretty small box.
He got engaged. He did say he was like, he was talking to Jenna and he was like, you know, I fell in love in this atmosphere two other times and it worked. But like, did it work?
No.
Like, you are still single. You are back on Bachelor in Paradise. This is your third show. So let's not say it worked.
I mean, in Benoit's mind, I think he's just like a serial dater, right? Because like he got engaged after dating Claire for like 2 weeks, I think.
Because it was on Winter Games.
Winter Games, yeah. And I don't know how the other show went, but this dude like definitely is like a hopeless romantic for sure. And he just happens to pick like the most crazy hopeless romantic too, it seems like.
Yeah, him and Jenna are both like staring at each other like with their eyes like bugging out.
Benoit can't do anything but be just like totally elated with every word she said. He is obsessed.
Obsessed. She can say no wrong, which is funny because, so this is the edit thing that we were talking about.
Oh yeah.
So this weird edit, we watched it happen. They're talking about whatever, blah, 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 something quote unquote deep. And you see his face and his face is completely covered in lipstick.
So she's wearing like the brightest, most ridiculously bright lipstick. And all of a sudden he goes from like nothing on his face to just like, covered,
but at this point no, they haven't shown them kiss yet.
Yeah.
So this was definitely an edit. So all of a sudden he's covered in red lipstick, and then they flash back to him and it's completely clean. And then they flash back to him again and it's completely covered, and then they finally make out, and I was like, you can see, I mean, it's all, oh yeah, his whole beard is dyed. He had to shave that for sure. There's no,
the
like,
only way to get it out.
She's definitely wearing like Kylie Matt, like a long 24-hour stay or something.
I don't know what that means.
You wouldn't. but that is in there for the long haul. And then, they get back from their date. And then Jordan, my heart.
I can't tell if he's BSing or if he's real sometimes. Do you think he's real in this case?
I mean, I don't. His BSing would be way more, he wouldn't try as hard.
True.
If it was a BS. Like, his BSing is like, let me just throw out some lines and blah, blah, blah.
Here's the thing about Jordan. And Jordan's been on the podcast, but Jordan, I think, sometimes needs to get whipped to like put his tail between his legs. He's, you know,
yeah, he needs
he's
to
a
be
confident
told
guy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like,
so what I'm trying to say there is, this might actually be better for their relationship that this mm-hmm. happened. Like, he needed to have like to be knocked down a couple steps. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
All of these guys, again, all of them are like full of themselves. They literally, you know what happens is they get on the show and all of a sudden they get 100,000 DMs from Instahoes, and all of a sudden they, you know, they go from nobody to like getting all these DMs and they think, oh, I can do whatever I want.
I'm it now.
Yeah. Not realizing that the girls they're dating are getting the same DMs from dudes. Like,
right.
Knock your ego down
like 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Guys are weird on Instagram. So like, guys, whatever DMs you think you're getting, girls are getting it way, way, way more. So yeah, Jordan, you know, writes out the I'm sorry in the sand, and he like literally like lays it out for Jenna and speaks his quote unquote heart, and she,
I don't know, we'll see. He seems kind of genuine, but I don't know.
We'll see next week on the 4 hours that we the next 4 hours of Bachelor in Paradise. But in the previews, I really want to touch on this.
Oh, gosh.
The previews for next week seem pretty intense.
I actually can't wait. This is the first time that I can't.
I've been excited for it. Like, really, like, genuinely excited.
Because all of our drama
it.
Has been Colton and Tia.
Yes. I'm so glad that's over and taken care of. But now we have Leo, who's like total scumbag. And then we have like, mouth breather.
And Kevin.
Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin yelling at Leo, being like, you have to like, you can't just like go around and kissing all these people and like not telling them.
And grocery store Joe is like, looks like he's putting on the boxing gloves. I don't
he
know.
Said, what did he say about, he said grocery store like
Oh, yeah. He calls him grocery store bitch.
Grocery store bitch. I will fight Leo myself.
All of America. Like, that was the worst decision he could ever make.
Wow. Like, Leo.
As if he didn't have haters before.
I know. But I don't think he knew about the haters because.
That's true.
But damn, Leo, it's been nice knowing you. But if you're going to put up some fights with Joe.
Someone dig Leo a grave.
Yeah, because you're going to have to fight all of America because Joe literally was on TV for 10 seconds and is more popular than anybody else.
Uh-huh.
All right, guys. Well, I just want to let you guys know that we will be back next episode, and you should make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to The Bachelor Podcast on iTunes.
Send us emails. Let us know what you think. Send us DMs. All the good stuff.
All the good stuff. We want to know that you're listening. We want to know what you guys think. Write us at bachelor@betches.com, BETCHELOR @betches.com. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.